time machines, the circulation of news from the coffee house to internet forums, the spread of journalism in England and in Italy. During the 18th century, the middle classes expanded considerably, including merchants, artisans, and craftsmen, and journalism began to flourish. Although newspapers had existed in some form since the 17th century, it was only in the 18th century that they began to have a wider influence, with the founding of titles such as The Tatler, The Spectator, both of which survive today as periodicals, and The Examiner, briefly edited by Jonathan Swift. 1785 saw the founding of Britain's oldest surviving daily newspaper, the Daily Universal Register, now known as The Times. Journalism soon spread throughout Europe. In Italy, for example, several periodicals, including L'Osservatore Veneto, La Frusta Letteraria e Il Caffè, were modeled on The Spectator. Coffee houses. English newspapers were allied with one of the two parliamentary parties, the Tories or the Whigs, and spoke mainly about issues such as contemporary morals, fashion, urban change, and foreign affairs. This style, which gave increasing importance to information and to current matters, close to the lives of readers, would have a great influence on the development of the novel form. In this period, a considerable number of people, though there were still mainly men, began to frequent coffee houses to read newspapers and to exchange ideas and opinions. London coffee houses, in particular, provided a gathering place where, for one penny, any man who was reasonably dressed could enjoy a cup of coffee, read the news of the day, and enter into conversation with other people. In addition, bulletins announcing sales and auctions often covered the walls of the place, providing all kinds of information. This led to the dissemination and sharing of new ideas, and coffee houses quickly became a forum for discussion, business, and exchange. Internet forums and online journals. It's interesting how today the news industry is returning to something closer to the coffee house. Through discussions and forums, the internet has been transforming news, making it again more participatory, and in part reviving the conversational model of the era before mass media. However, this no longer occurs in smoky, crowded salons, but within the virtual environment of the net. People read newspapers online and also meet in virtual spaces to discuss and respond to articles. Indeed, news articles are often followed by readers' comments, which, though they may create a mass confusion, sometimes add interesting perspectives to the journalist's point of view, and occasionally serve to correct misinformation or provide links to alternative sources. The public are also increasingly involved in compiling, sharing, discussing, crowdsourcing and distributing news, often autonomously from official news outlets. Social networks like Twitter and Facebook help people report easily and quickly what they are witnessing or living at a specific historical moment, especially in the case of public demonstrations and uprisings. The iconic photograph or video that comes to mark an event is no longer necessarily the work of a professional photographer, but may have been made by an ordinary witness on a smartphone. As a result, journalism is being rapidly transformed in a way that is having profound consequences for society and politics. However, we mustn't forget that social media have also been responsible for a significant reduction in our right to privacy, and they often exploit personal data for commercial or otherwise undesirable purposes.